The Metro Vancouver weather forecast didn't provide ideal conditions to view the annular solar eclipse, but some locals managed to capture pictures of the event. Following a couple of tempestuous weather events in September, including a bomb cyclone that resulted in widespread power outages and travel disruptions, the beginning of October hasn't seen any particularly stormy moments. But the cloud coverage prevented sky watchers from catching a complete view of the solar eclipse on Saturday, October 14. During the rare event, the moon moves between the sun and Earth, and the display will be visible in parts of the United States, Mexico, and many countries in South and Central America, according to NASA. The eclipse was considered annular because the moon was at its farthest point from Earth, making it appear smaller than the sun. Since the moon was farther away, it didn't completely block the light from the bright star. While they didn't get a perfect view, locals were able to catch some shots of the sky event on Saturday. Clouds parted just enough so Bill got a nice shot of the hashtag eclipse. Photo by gzapic.twitter.com/iquava56f. BCCHR Res Dev. At Grants Facilitat, October 14, 2023. Our oldest grandson in Maple Ridge got this of the eclipse. At AmyBP76 at jack9simpsonpic.twitter.com/hgxpic9ij. Ken Cocker, at Cocker Ken, October 15, 2023. Managed to capture a decent shot of the eclipse here in South Surrey, BC this morning. Did you manage to see it? The clouds filtered it nicely. Shot with iPhone 12 unedited pic.twitter.com/cubesiadsha. Wild and Raven, at WildianRaven, October 14, 2023. The clouds gave us a chance to see the partial eclipse with the naked eye #nofilter#eclipse#bcstormwatchpic.twitter.com/nith3a9jp. Chom, at Carpainter Chris, October 14, 2023. May you have a piece of light in your lives. This morning's eclipse. Sepia tone care of my welding mask. pic.twitter.com/xp9zd9shrl. Josh, at Heathen Yak, October 14, 2023. Four lovely shots from NOAA-19 and my own weather satellite ground station here in Metro Vancouver. Unfortunately, it remained mostly overcast for the solar eclipse, although there were a few glimpses through breaks in the cloud. At BC_news_addict, at Ryan Votalainen, at westcwxpic.twitter.com/crs8gddvsz. Peter Vogel, at Peter Vogel, October 14, 2023. Caught a bit of eclipse. pic.twitter.com/nngr1jxvgx. Cheryl, Gresh, Day, at Cheryl's, October 14, 2023. Eclipse 2023, pic.twitter.com/sujant7a. Raymond McConville, at Dr. Raymond Mick, October 14, 2023. How often does a solar eclipse happen? Solar eclipses generally happen a couple of times a year to as many as five, although it is less common to have that many. The next solar eclipse will take place on April 8, 2024. The eclipse will enter Canada in southern Ontario, and continue through Quebec, New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island, and Cape Breton, according to NASA. Photo via NASA. Weatherhood shows forecasts for specific neighborhoods across Metro Vancouver, including hourly breakdowns throughout each day, such as how much rain is expected to fall at a given time. This means you can keep track of updates to the forecast if you plan to head out to view a space event, potentially avoid the wetter places. While it may seem surprising, some places, even ones that are relatively close together, may not experience the same weather.